444-ROOT or email WayneRoot@gmail.com.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump is set to visit McAllen, Texas on Thursday. The president intends on getting a firsthand look at the border and security along our U.S.-Mexico border. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul was asked about our border crisis on CNBC.
I don't like walls. I'm a libertarian. I don't want to wall people in. I don't want to wall people out. But I don't want free, open borders either. I think you have to remove the incentives for people to come. And they come because there's a welfare system here, easy access to citizenship. It's politicized. One group wants them because they think they can get the votes. But people should be able to come and visit and work.
A former vice president's daughter is blasting a Hollywood actor. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former VP Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, now a congresswoman from Wyoming, is blasting actor Christian Bale after he referred to her father as Satan while accepting an award at the Golden Globes, Bale having won Best Actor for playing the former vice president in the movie Vice.
Christian Bale finally had the chance to play a real superhero, and he clearly screwed it up. So, I'm obviously incredibly proud of my dad, very proud and honored to be his daughter. And I haven't seen the movie. We're in a situation where we've got really important work to do to get the border secure.
Cheney was speaking there on Fox and Friends. Please remember, you can always check us out online at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your weather report. It is a nice sunny 45 degrees out there right now. And we are looking at some light winds. Nothing too terrible, really. This afternoon, though, heads up, some isolated snow showers. Mostly cloudy with a high near 44, though. Just a slight chance of those snow showers. Nothing to worry about really too much. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 26. Brr. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Keep your coats and scarves. A little bit breezy, though. You may have noticed a little bit of a wind out there today, too. All right. So it's continuing tomorrow. Thursday night, low around 19. Okay. Keep a heads up on that one. Friday, going into the weekend, sunny with a high near 31. Friday night, mostly clear, just around 17 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny, 31. Saturday night, slight chance of snow again. Just keep a heads up on that stuff, folks, all right? And going into Sunday, another slight chance of snow, high around 31 degrees. That's your weather report. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer family-to-family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020. That is our phone number. You are going to want to write that down. It seems that the studio is up and running again. Big, big, big thanks. Clap it up there. If you can hear me out in Facebook land, we're not on my phone. We're actually on the studio system today. The software has been upgraded and fixed. Big, big shout out to Chris, the general manager here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, the general manager of the studio here. So if you can hear me, I need to see. I got you live on my phone here, too, so I can see who's watching. I need some hearts that you can hear me okay, all right? I see Ava, Terry, Kim, Jenny. What's up, Ron? Holly's watching. Karen's watching. All right, guys. We are back and up and running. I tell you, I'm hands-free. I get to move around a little bit, be a little bit more flamboyant with my hands here. Yeah, totally loving it. I can clap it up. I don't have to worry about my phone. This is fantastic. Listen, this show, Max Living, is brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. We are on a mission. We are, hey, Liz, I see you. We are on a mission to change lives in our community, in the Clinton area. And you want to know something? This mission is in full freaking swing right now, okay? If you had come out to the trial class we had a few weeks ago, you came out to the kickoff this past Sunday. We are in week one of our brand new January challenge, and it's not too late to enroll. You can join a group of people that give a damn about you, and you can change your life. Liz, I don't dance, only when I vacuum, Liz. Thank you. Again, 908-627-7020 is our main number. If you're stuck in a rut and you've tried it out, like you've tried out everything else, the big box gyms, you know what, all the, you know, where you get to order the food online and it comes to you and you have to microwave it and it's full of sodium, you've tried everything. Maybe you've lost the same 20 pounds six times. Back and forth, okay? You are going to want to check us out, okay? Hey, Rick, good to see you, buddy. You're going to want to check us out. And not only that, if you're a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton and you are watching this, you are going to want to share this. And here's something very, very important. So pay attention here, members, okay? We are going to be having another trial class towards the end of this month on Sunday, January 27th at the Beautiful Center, the Max Challenge of Clinton. We are at 1802 Route 31 North in Clinton. Okay. Members, I want you to invite people. More importantly, or just as important, members, I want you to share the event for the trial class on your timeline. This is a huge thing. Huge thing. Hey, Marjorie. Huge thing because all you need is one person to see this. And you know how this program and this center and this community has changed your life. You already know it. Share it with somebody because you never know whose life you're going to save. That's the truth about this, all right? And we have an entire team of people that are experts in their field. They are enthusiastic. They are sharp as a tack, and they are ready to help anybody in the area to change their lives, get healthier, happier, lead a more fulfilling life. Team Clinton, we got Ron and Lauren Edelstein, who are the owners and driving force behind the vision of this mission to change the health in our community. We got Jillian Van Nostrand, who is one of our amazing instructors and front desk people, our membership experience leaders. Megan Smith, she's out there just about ready to have a little baby Smith. She's our lead instructor. We have Scotty's, let's see, he's out on a business trip right now, but Scotty, who is one of our amazing instructors, Kim Labita, she is another fantastic instructor. We have a new person who came on board. This is Cynthia. She's an instructor in training, and I just got to give a quick shout out to our own Sarah Oldham. She is out in Ireland right now. She flew out to Ireland. And she is a fantastic Irish dancer. She has been in the show Riverdance. And she's out there. And she's going to be testing for her teacher's certification when it comes to Irish dance. And hopefully if she's watching this later on, because she's probably on Europe time, she might see it later. We have our fingers crossed for you. We're wishing you the best, Sarah. And we know that you are just going to crush that test. You're gonna teach those instructors a thing or two about Irish dance. That's what I think. Since I'm out here talking about everybody who supports us, I just give a quick shout out to my wonderful fiance Susan, because I know she's going to be watching. Love you, honey. Let's get into this. Oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about. Okay. Today's topic, and I really appreciate you joining me today. I mean that. Today's topic is about getting started, taking that first step. Now, it doesn't even matter, really, what the task is at hand that you need to take a step on. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about what stops us for a second. And this is, I think, a human thing. There's very, very few people, I think, out there that will just dive right into something without, you know, hesitating a little bit. It's actually something that's in our brains. It's something that I've talked about previously to my classes when we do our power talk at the end and when share words of wisdom with people. And that is that we call that this about the 5-second rule. It might even be the 4-second rule. And the thing is that we come from a background that is not as modernized as this. Oh, hey, Sarah's watching. She's watching live. Sarah, I see you. Clap it up for Sarah. Oh, my gosh. I am honored that you're watching all the way from Ireland, Sarah. Good luck there. How's it going out there, Sarah? You know you can type on there, right? That's awesome. Hoping you're doing well. Remember to bring me back some Irish whiskey. That's a joke. That's a joke, kids. Relax. But listen, we call this about the 5-second rule, okay? Hey, Lauren, when you are confronted with a decision, if you don't decide to just do it before 5 seconds is up, you are much, much, much more likely to hesitate to do it, which is why you really should jump into it. I want to talk a little bit about the word, and this is kind of, I guess this might even be what I call an excuse that we use. And it might even be a socially acceptable excuse of procrastinating. Procrastination. Procrastination is a word that we put on it that we could just put things off with. It's not just waiting, and it's a little bit more serious than just delaying things. Okay, I got about a minute and a half, and then I have to take a quick hard break, and then we're going to come back and really talk about this. But I want you to understand something here, folks. Procrastination is not just waiting, putting it off type thing. Procrastination is an actual decision to not take action. And I said a few seconds ago that this is kind of socially acceptable. We love you, Sarah. I see you on there. You're welcome. Procrastination is a decision to not act. And we put it off into the future, thinking that if we're procrastinating, we could kind of even shrug it off. You know, well, did you, you know, join the gym? I know you said that your goal is that you want to get healthier, you want to lose weight, whatever it is. Oh, no, I've been thinking about it. You know what? I'm just procrastinating. Now, you're blaming the future, this unknown future, for your lack of a decision to act. And so procrastination really is something that I want everybody who's listening and watching here to just push this aside. Push it aside. Procrastination is kind of a curse word. It's something that you shouldn't even be uttering, not even joking about. It's good to gather information before making a decision. I'll give you that. But when you simply just continue to constantly gather information and not acting on it, it is completely counterproductive. Listen, I got a hard break coming up right now. Don't move. Don't move. We're back online in the studio here on the webcams. This is Max Living, brought to you by the amazing and one and only Max Challenge of Clinton. My name's Mark LaRose. I'm your host. We'll be right back. Don't move.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business? Not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And welcome back to Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at 1802 Route 31 North in wonderful Clinton, New Jersey, at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. You are going to want to call that number if you are serious about getting healthier, getting fitter, losing weight, whatever your health and fitness goal is. You are going to want to give us a call and talk to us about this. The entire team is waiting to help you out. Okay, we have our trial class coming up on January 27th at 7:30 a.m. We are going to have a link up soon to register for it. This is a fantastic and exciting time. We are at the beginning of our challenge. Listen, just because you don't enroll in that first week doesn't mean you can't. You can start any time in the challenge. That's not a problem. You have your own personal 10-week challenge. But I'll tell you right now, the energy is through the freaking roof at the center. We have our legacy members, our amazing legacy members. We have our fantastic new family members who just joined us. We are on day three, and we are having, tell you what, we're having fun. We're having fun while we're changing lives, showing people how to take better care of themselves. And like today's class, we get to jump around a little bit, have a little fun, break a good sweat. So today's topic, we're talking about taking steps to get started on a task. And specifically, since this is Max Living, we are talking about mainly about getting started on a health and fitness routine, something new. Now, it's January 9th. Okay, still the new year, all right? Not a problem. We can help you out here. Just want you to know that, okay? I've already said before to people how I hate the words resolution. I hate the word resolution, mainly because most people aren't serious about it. They kind of make the resolution because it's a kind of a societal goofy thing to do. But the real problem is that it's socially acceptable to just break the resolution. I would much rather you have a goal. You know, what's your resolution? Well, I'm joining a gym and I want to get healthier. And then 3 weeks later, you know, you've gone 3 days a week. And then 3 weeks later, somebody says to you, well, how's it going at the gym? Well, haven't been in the last week. You know how it goes with resolutions. Ha ha ha. No, that's not it. At the Max Challenge of Clinton, we take it very seriously that you reach your goals. We're going to talk to you about those goals. We're going to help you get started. And getting started is really the big thing. So before we went to break, I was talking about how procrastination is a curse word, because procrastination is a decision to not act. You have gathered information. You know what? Information is good, but if you keep gathering information, and if that's all you do is just gather information, or what I like to call is people who go look at gyms to join but never join, okay? You go look at them like you're going to a museum to see what's there, but then you don't do anything about it. I'll tell you right now, the people in our center, and especially the members who have taken my class, know one thing, that if you really want to make change in your life, and I don't care what part of your life it is, you need to take massive action. Gather the information and move forward. What we're talking about here is that, hey, Janet, oh, Hey, happy birthday, Janet. I know it's your birthday because I posted about it too when Jillian posted about it. So happy birthday, Janet. So listen, taking this information and putting aside procrastination when we're talking about action, it means that you are thinking critically about what you're going to be doing, but there's something holding you back. And what I really want you to start to think about, hey, Maria, what I really want you to think about is the root cause of what is holding you back. Now, there have been studies about this. There have been studies done at universities by the Department of Psychology. There's a number of them out there if you wanted to go online and check them out. But they researched why people put things off, and mainly the emotions behind why they're putting it off, meaning that they have this image in their head of what this task might be like and what's the emotion that's holding them back. Now, I want you to think about this when it comes to your health, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to eating better. A lot of times we don't do it because there's an emotion that's holding us back for it. So we need to look at the root cause of this. So during one particular, testing that they did, they took a group of people and they looked into the emotions that they were experiencing on a Monday, okay, on a Monday specifically for a specific task at hand. And what they found is that the typical things were, you know, I really don't feel like doing it today. I want to do it tomorrow. I think I'll be better able to make a decision if I'm under pressure doing it. And so people tend to rationalize the distance from the decision, and really they kind of put off and they rationalize the expectations that they have for themselves. Meaning, if you hold yourself to a higher expectation, you need to meet that. So people will purposely not raise the bar. They will keep themselves at a mediocre expectation. So either they hit it, or when they don't hit it, they just don't feel so bad not hitting it because they kind of weren't really serious about it. They kind of, you know, made a goal here, but it wasn't really there. Really, here's what it comes down to. People avoided the task on Mondays, and when they put it off, even some people even said, well, you know, I'm just really glad that I put it off because I feel better when I do it this way. More surprisingly, though, what they found was that there was a change in the way the participants of this study viewed their perceptions of the task at hand that they didn't want to do. On Monday, they felt dread. They avoided the task because of what they perceived to be something that was going to be unpleasant and difficult. Okay, does this sound familiar? By the time they got to later in the week, when they actually began to tackle what they needed to do, let's say Thursday going into Friday, once they had actually engaged in the activity, in the task that they were trying to avoid, do you know everybody who participated in the study, their perception of this task drastically changed by Thursday going into Friday? The people who rated their stress levels about the task extremely high, that they rated that it was going to be very difficult and very unpleasant, by Thursday or Friday, they found that these viewpoints had decreased significantly. Okay. What did this study learn? They learned that once you started the task, it was very, very rarely as bad as you think it's going to be. Now, let's translate this, folks. You're hesitating getting started. You're hesitating about exercising. Oh, you know what? I haven't exercised in years. I'm really nervous. I have some anxiety about this. Guess what, folks? All of that anxiety and worry is a feature of your imagination. That is just a figment of your imagination. So for you, you are constantly on Monday when what you really need to do is take massive action, or at least take some action. Okay, first you could pick up the phone and call us. Right? 908-627-7020. You can call us. You can reach out to us online, on Facebook. It doesn't matter. Maybe you know one of your friends who's been taking classes at the Max Challenge of Clinton. You could talk to them too. All right. But here's the thing. Once you start the task, it is very rare that it's ever as bad or unpleasant as you think it is. Hey, Tom. In fact, many participants made comments, okay, when they were asked that during their last-minute efforts, if they had wished they started earlier, meaning they wish they had started doing the supposed unpleasant thing earlier, okay, they found actually that they were actually interested in what this task was, what they thought they would really dislike. They were really interested in it. They found satisfaction from it. And they thought they could do it better if they just had more time to do it. You got that? So you're putting it off. You're putting it off. Again, I'm talking to you mainly about a fitness routine right now or a nutritional plan, which we offer. Okay, we offer amazing classes. We offer nutritional counseling and a nutritional program, not selling you pills or potions or anything like that. Where you shop, you're going to continue to shop. And we offer you tons of motivation. All right? But you're putting it off because you think your imagination is working and you think it's going to be so unpleasant. Whereas if you just start now, you will begin to understand that it's not as bad as you think it would be. That's just a fact of it, okay? You know, it was something that I talked about in my power talk this morning. I made a note to share this story. And I think some people who are watching and listening will know this already, but in your car engine, you have this thing called a governor, all right? I don't know if it's electronic now. I know in the older days, I think it was probably a mechanical thing. But here's the interesting thing about this, folks. On your dashboard of your car, you will see a speedometer that, hey, Danielle, I see you. You will see a speedometer that goes up to 120 miles an hour, you know, maybe 130 miles an hour, all right? Guess what? No matter how fast you're going, no matter how hard you hit that gas, you will never reach 120 miles an hour, 130 miles an hour in your car because they have this little device that the factory folks installed called a governor. And what that does is it regulates the speed of the car to make sure you might get up to 90 miles an hour. Maybe. Okay. This is most cars now. All right. So this governor senses when things are going a little bit too fast, and it backs things off. In your car, it backs some systems off so that you won't go any faster than that. Okay. Well, guess what? Your brain has a very similar thing that is supposed to protect you from what you think is going to be an unpleasant situation. So what I encouraged the members of the Max Challenge of Clinton this morning in my classes is that they turn this governor off. Okay. I would think that most people, most humans, are living their life on a daily basis or even an hour-by-hour basis at about 40% of their maximum, which it's kind of sad to think about that we live our lives at about 40% of what could be our potential, all right? But we have this thing in our head, this governor, that starts to regulate when things go a little bit too fast, you know? So you've made this, you know, you've said to yourself, well, you know what? I need to lose weight. I need to get healthier. I want to get off my blood pressure medications, whatever it is. And so you go out there and you make this decision. Hey, you know what? I need to go look at places. I need to go talk to people. But when it gets serious enough, where you found a place like the Max of Clinton, when you find a place that you know it's going to fit, if you don't take massive action immediately, this little thing in your brain, this governor, is going to try to slow you down. And so what I encouraged people to do today is just for today, I want you to live at 45% instead of 40% of your maximum. Just today, just do 45%. And listen, if you're not a member yet at the Max of Clinton, I'm talking to you. You've made this resolution. You know you need to get healthier. You want to do it for who? For yourself? Maybe, and this is very important. We talk about this a lot at the Max Challenge of Clinton. Know your why. Maybe you want to get healthier for you because of what the doctor just told you. Maybe you're afraid about what the doctor is going to tell you. Maybe your why is your children. Maybe you need to get healthier for your children or your grandchildren. Okay? We've had a number of people who have thanked us for helping them to lose weight, get stronger, get more energy, because you know what? What this means now is that when they bring their kids to the park, they can actually play with them. I'm not joking. Maybe that's you. Maybe the decision is now. Stop living at 40% of your maximum. But just for today, live at 45%. Live at 45% of your max, okay? And so this little thing in our head that causes us to just kind of slow down. You know, back in the day, like I said earlier, we're kind of a modernized society now. You have, you know, food stores out there. Most part, you have fresh water coming out of the tap, or you can buy bottled water. And we're fortunate enough to have heat in our homes and clothing on our back. You know what? A couple hundred years ago, it wasn't like that. And for the previous thousands of years, 10,000, 20,000 years before that, for humans, it wasn't like that. So our brain has developed into this sense where we hesitate to go after things that we think are going to be unpleasant or, you know, difficult for us, because it's designed to keep you away from these things, these things that may cause suffering. But here's the things, ladies and gentlemen. You know exercise is good for you. You know eating better is good for you. What is stopping you? Don't let this little thing in your head stop you for this. Okay. So taking the first steps is really the most important thing. Understanding that it's a figment of your imagination, yet you imagine it's going to be worse. I'm saying it now. Listen to me. You imagine it's going to be worse than it's actually going to be. I want you right now. I want you right now where you are. I don't care if you're driving or you're sitting at work or wherever you are. I want you right now to think about all the things in the last year you worried about. I mean, seriously worried about. Okay? And you were afraid of. And now I want you to see if you can mentally think about how many of those things actually happened. Because most of the time, when we are talking about the fear of things that stop us in our tracks, that make us hesitate to make a decision, even if it's good for you, even if it's good for you, how many of those fearful things, those scary things, actually came true in the last year, the last 5 years? The fact of the matter is that the majority of things that we worry about don't happen. So you're worried that if you start exercising, you won't be able to keep up. You're going to look silly in front of other people, or you know what, you're going to be so sore you're not going to be able to move. That's all bull crap, because we're going to teach you. First of all, the max challenge of Clinton is the real judgment-free zone. I don't care what anybody else says, all right? Nobody is there to look at anybody else. We are there to encourage even the membership. We are a community, almost a family, I think. And we are there to help people and encourage them and motivate them, inspire them, and show them that they are capable of doing these things and to push fear aside and to work through it. We do not just identify what your obstacles are. We show you how to break those suckers down. It's as simple as that. But to do that, you need to get started. And to get started, you need to take action. So steps, okay? Steps that you can take to actually get started on something. First of all, you need to decide what the hell it is you really want. All right? Not just what you think you want in your imagination. You need to believe that what you want is attainable too. Now, there is this word is too strong a word, a syndrome that's out there where we learn to be hesitant because of previous failures. So you need to lose 25 pounds. You want to get off your blood pressure meds. You want to have more energy. You want to be able to sleep better. So here's what happens. 5 years ago, you joined a gym and you signed your 1 year contract and you went for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, somewhat faithfully, and then you stopped going. And the next thing you know, you're donating money to a gym every month that doesn't give a damn if you walk in the doors. A few months go by, summer's coming, you want to look pretty good in a bathing suit. So you go back to the gym for a few weeks again, you give it a shot, and you drop 5 pounds, and then you stop going. And then you gain 6 pounds back. Now you're still donating the money. Okay, so now you get to the end of the year, the holidays are here, and I can't exercise during the holidays, I can't lose weight during the holidays, look at all this food, you know what? So you cancel that gym membership at the end of your 1 year, you go through the holidays, now you gain another pound or two. January comes back around, you go look at a different gym. Maybe this time you even hire a personal trainer. Okay, so now you're dropping some decent bucks on this because you feel like you need somebody to just motivate you and help you. Okay. But again, you're joining a place that just doesn't care if you walk in the doors. And really, really, you're not listening to your trainer. I found as a personal trainer, because I've been a personal trainer, I've been a training director, that we tend to be a lot like bartenders, where I think a lot of our clients basically just didn't want to be alone in the gym. And they weren't really serious about their goals. All right. So then you drop 7 pounds, you gain 8. You stop going to the gym, you stop using a personal gym. Do you see where I'm going here? You have repeatedly tried to do this, and because you have not succeeded at it, because you and here's probably one of the things too, and if Ron's watching, I'm going to 10X it right now, man. This is the truth. You set yourself a goal that was just so moderate that you didn't care if you hit it or not. Okay? You want to know something? I've said this to many people in the last 6 months, you know, being here at the Max Challenge of Clinton. If you want to lose 20 pounds, make it 30. All right. As long as it's medically safe, I'm just saying, you know what? How much weight do you want to lose in a 10-week challenge? Well, I want to lose 15 pounds. 20. 25, make it. If you do half of what we show you, you're going to do this. But the first thing you need to do is get started. So you need to decide what the hell it is that you really want. And then you need to set that bar and set it freaking high. Set it high. There's no reason not to. What do you lose if you don't, if you missed it then? You see what I'm saying here? Most people, they fail at things because they set their goals too low, not too high. Because then with a low laying goal, a goal that is too easy, it's no big deal if you miss it. It's no big deal if you fail at it. So I want you to decide. And what I want you to do is I want you to write it down. Write down what your goals are. Goals that are written down are 42% more likely to be achieved. It's as simple as that. Now, once you determine what it is that you really want, then you need to gather information. You need to gather some information. Get the information as to how you are going to achieve this. This is how you get started, kids. I'm serious. This is how you get started. You're going to research it. You're going to get some information together. But here's a very important part that people sometimes overlook is you need to have a plan of action. See, one of the great things about the Max Challenge is we give you a plan of action and we encourage you to follow it. But here is, and if anybody's known me for any length of time, you know I say this many times. I've said it on this show. I'm going to say it again. Success is not by accident. Success is not by accident. People fail accidentally. Wow, there's a Michael Scott moment right there from The Office. People fail accidentally all the time. I do not know one person who has accidentally succeeded at anything. So get your research, get your information. Man, time's flying. Look at this. Coming up on a hard break in about 4 minutes here. Okay. Now, I'm going to put the pen down here because I'm going to get real serious about this. And this is something I have said to people. And this is something I use in my own life, folks. This is something I use in my own life when I am faced with a decision. There's three questions you need to ask yourself. And you might want to write these down too, okay? Hey, Margaret. Thanks for joining me. Here's the three questions you need to ask yourself. What happens if I do nothing? If I take no action, what happens? What is the worst thing that could happen if I do this? And what is the best thing that could happen if I do this? So you want to get started. You're making the excuses, but now you've decided what you really want. I want to lose 20 pounds. I want more energy. I want to be able to play with my kids. I want to be able to feel good when my feet hit the floor in the morning. Those are things good. All good stuff. You've done your research. You know what it's going to take. So, hey, Eileen, thanks for joining. You know what it's going to take. You need to exercise, eat better. You need to be consistent. You need to drink more water. You need to stop eating crap, right? All these things. Now, here's where the decision-making process starts for that first step. What happens if I do nothing? Well, what happens if I do nothing is I stay feeling like crap and I lose no weight. In fact, maybe I put on another 5 pounds in the next 6 months, right? Okay. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? Folks, I'll make it personal. The worst thing that's going to happen is we are wrong that we can help you. Okay. You show up consistently. And hey, I say this a lot to people too. Thank you, Terry. I say this a lot of to people too. Our program works best if you do what we tell you. Okay? It's as simple as that. If you follow the program, I promise you will get results. If you do not follow the program, I can't. But here's the thing. The worst thing that's going to happen is we are wrong. We're wrong. That's the worst thing that happens. But guess what the best thing is? The best thing that's going to happen is you're going to lose that freaking weight you've been trying to lose for years. You're going to be able to keep up with your kids and your grandkids. You're going to be a happier, healthier, and more productive human being in every aspect of your life. Your recreational time, your marriage, your relationship, your job, your business. It's all going to get better. And you know how I know that? Number one, I've lived it. And number two, I am blessed enough to see it on a daily basis with the people who walk in our center at the Max of Clinton. I see it on a daily basis. I'm very blessed to do that. Now, here's one of the next steps too about getting started. Here we go. Is you got to get emotional about it. Man, oh man, oh man. You need to get your heart into it. You need to get your heart into it, folks. Okay? If your heart and your passion is in something, you are much more prone to succeed. You need to get excited about the idea of getting healthier and stronger and toner and lighter and losing body fat. And maybe you need to, your knees hurt you all the time. And you want to know something? For every pound of body weight you lose 4 pounds of pressure off your knees. That's a scientific medical fact. So if your knees are bothering you, just imagine if you lose 10 pounds, that's 40 pounds of pressure off of your knees. But I want you to get emotional. I want you to get passionate about it. I want you to get freaking excited about getting healthier. Okay? This is something that's so serious to me right now. And you know what? I got a couple of seconds here before I go to a hard break. And I'm going to tell you two stories when we get back. I got two stories for you that are going to relate to this and you're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. Don't move. Keep listening. Okay, be back in just a few seconds. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only, the most amazing and incredible Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. My name's Mark. I'm your host. Don't move. I'll be back in just a few seconds. Right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Get on up.
Everybody right there.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
D
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Oh, my goodness, time is flying. This is Max Living, brought to you by the amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, located at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 1802 Route 31. Phone number is 908-627-7020. We have enrollment specials going on right now. A team of specialists with compassion in their hearts who are going to give a damn about you and care for you and hold your hand and walk side by side with you as you get healthier. Trial class is coming up on January 27th. Oh, we got so much going on. High energy stuff. So here's it is. I promised you two stories, all right? One story. Hey, Debbie, good to see you. One story is something that I shared with my classes. Now listen to me for a second. Right before we went to break, I said, you got to get excited about getting healthier. You got to get excited at the prospect of living longer. Got it? We are all in the business of living as long as we can. Hard truth. 24 hours a day, you are in the business of living as long as you can and as happier and feeling as good as you can while you're doing this. That's a simple fact. All right, humans? Got that? So here's the thing. I told this story and I want to share it with you. And I want you to share this link with people who you think could benefit from this. Okay? This is a story about a home builder. This man, all he did for his entire career was to build homes, build houses. All right? He did this for so many decades and then finally he was ready to retire. He wanted to relax. He wanted to enjoy his life. So he went to his employer and said that he was going to be resigning and retiring. His employer said to him, I have one more task I need to ask from you. I need you to build one more house, one more home. All right? So the old man, he agreed. And he was kind of like, all right, one more house, just one more, fine. And you know what happened, folks? His heart wasn't in it. He really wasn't too excited to do it. And he didn't use the best materials. He didn't use the best lumber. He didn't hire the best or the smartest or brightest or most passionate workers. You understand what I'm saying? He just wasn't into it. So he didn't use the best materials. He half-assed it on the workers. You know, nobody skilled, no skilled laborers here. Nobody really cared about it. And he got it done. So he walks over to this house, this home, with his employer, and he shows him, and his employer says, now that is a nice house. And by the way, and his employer takes the key to the house, and he hands it to the old man. He said, this house is my gift to you for all the years you have worked for me. Take it. How do you think this old man felt? He thought to himself, you know, if only I had known that this was going to be my house, I would have used better materials. I would have found people who cared about me and this project to help me build it. If I knew it was going to be my house where I was going to be living. Now, I don't care where you are right now. At your desk, at your home, in your car, I want you to tap yourself on the chest right here. And I want you to say out loud or to yourself, this is my house. This is my house. Don't you deserve to build a house and maintain it with good materials and to bring on people who give a damn about you? Because that is the Max Challenge of Clinton difference. wrapped up right there in a single sentence, folks. You're building your house every day. You're maintaining this house. It's the only real home you have to live in is right here. You don't have another body hanging up in the closet, you know, waiting for you to ruin this one so you can go put that one on. Don't be like the builder. Put some friggin' passion into it. Put your heart into the idea of getting healthier and feeling better. Feeling better. Not just for you, but for the people who love you. All right? And I tell you, I heard this story, and this is going to be a hard story here. Okay? I put this up on my personal Facebook page, too, because it struck me. One of the big excuses that we deal with a lot is when people say, I don't have time to work out. First of all, let me just say unequivocally that that's a total crock of crap. Hey, Kathy, thanks for joining. Okay, that's a total crock of crap if you think you have no time, because here's what this story said. You say you have no time to exercise, but what if, God forbid, you were diagnosed with cancer and you needed to go for chemotherapy? Would you make time? Darn tootin' you would. You sure as heck would. You would make time. Well, guess what? Guess what, folks? One of the leading causes of cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know this already, okay? And if you don't, you can go on Google and find it too, is obesity and sedentary lifestyle and horrible nutrition. That is a fact. So do me a favor. Don't tell me you don't have time to get healthy. Because if you wait until the doctor gives you the bad news and then you react to it, you will make time then. Right? That's when you're going to make time. So get started now. This whole topic today is about getting started and about putting some passion into it. For my goodness, don't wait until it's too late. Simple as that, because I had a gentleman, oh man, time is flying by. I had a gentleman in the center a couple of months ago who was about 50 years old, had to be maybe 350 pounds. And we were talking, and he gave me this no time excuse. This is what he said to me. And he said, and listen, he was totally serious, and I get it. I don't have time to work out. Okay, why? Because we have morning classes, we have evening classes. You know, evening was no good because of whatever reason, morning. Even, you know, he just couldn't get there. I said, why? Well, he said, I own my own business and I have to get work done, you know, for the people who work for me. I got to get their jobs placed and everything. I said, okay, I understand that. Let me ask you a question. When your doctor tells you you need open heart surgery because you're not taking care of yourself, who are you going to delegate that task to then when you have to spend 4 months recovering? Folks, you have the time. You have the time to do this. What you need to do is get started. Okay, decide what you want. Do your research. Ask those three questions. What happens if I do nothing? What's the worst thing that can happen? What's the best thing that can happen? Get your heart into it. Get some freaking passion into it. And here's the other thing. Find people to encourage you. Tell people what you are doing. That is one thing that Team Clinton is awesome at, and I mean awesome at, Team Clinton, is we will encourage you. We will motivate you. We will inspire you. We will educate you, and we will stand side by side with you as you go through this journey, through this 10-week challenge to take freaking control of your life. Because you know something? You know who your healthcare provider is? It ain't your insurance company, folks. It ain't your doctor. It is you. You are your best healthcare provider. And your best medicine is what you're putting inside your body to eat and drink and how you get your body moving. How you get your body moving. All right? The next step about getting started here, folks, is to just do it. Hey, Michelle. Good to see you. Just do it. Just get started. Stop procrastinating. Remember, as of right now, procrastination is a curse word to you. It's right up there with the F-dash-dash-dash word for those Christmas story fans out there. All right? Just freaking do it. But tell people that you're doing it. Get encouragement from people. I'll tell you right now. There's somebody who loves you that wants you to live a long time. There is somebody who loves you that wants you to feel the best that you can freaking feel. There is somebody that cares about you and loves you right now that wants you to go clothes shopping in a few months and get some new clothes, not because the ones you're wearing now are getting tighter, because you don't fit into them anymore because they're too loose. There's somebody who loves you that wants you to do that. The fact of the matter is you need to love yourself enough to do it also. I constantly tell people this all the time. Our program at the Max Challenge of Clinton, it isn't expensive. Your new wardrobe might be expensive, though. That is a fact. What I need you to do is to take the step and get started with it, though. All right? Stop putting it off. First of all, reach out to us on Facebook or call us, 908-627-7020. Stop hesitating. You've stopped procrastinating, that curse word. And you know what's going to happen, folks, is this is the difference, is when you make this step, when you take that first step, what did I tell you at the top of the hour? You have this imagination as to why this is going to be difficult and unpleasant. And once you start, you will realize it is not that bad. And in my experience, you are going to find that you enjoy getting healthier. You're going to enjoy taking care of yourself, and there's going to be so many rewards, what we call non-scale victories. We're not talking about numbers on a machine going down. We're talking about the way you feel, the way you look, the way you look at yourself, the way others look at you, the way your clothes feel, the energy levels, your optimism. You will become more optimistic when you do this. I swear you will, all right? Man, I got to go. I got 10 seconds left. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Stop hesitating. Just do it. Let's get started. We're here to help you. My name is Mark LaRose. I'm your host. I'll be back next week. You have an amazing day. Remember to take it to the max. Boom.
100 Medical Center. 100 Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100 Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump at the White House on border security.
We need strong borders, and we need immigration reform. Beyond that, we need immigration reform.
And regarding the partial government shutdown and folks having to go without their paychecks, the president says,
so many of those people are saying, it's very hard for me, it's very hard for my family, but Mr. President, you're doing the right thing. Get it done. I've had so many of them.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president is overstating his numbers.
President Trump once again tried to claim there was a crisis at the border. The fact is, migrant border crossings have been declining for nearly two decades.
Meanwhile, President Trump is meeting with lawmakers currently on Capitol Hill. Look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is up over 100 points. S&P and NASDAQ also up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made an unannounced visit to Baghdad today, where he met with the Iraqi Speaker of Parliament. Texas Congressman Republican Mac Thornberry tells Fox News Pompeo needs to keep the pressure on Iran.
We talk a lot about what they're doing in Yemen. They are trying to make this supply line across Syria right to Israel's doorstep, and they may be about to launch a satellite into space. So they are not slowing down in their aggressive activities.
Are you ready for McBacon? Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In news that some Americans would argue should be our top story here at USA Radio News, McDonald's is adding bacon to its menu. Starting on January 30th, the fast food chain will start smothering its fries with cheese and bacon as it's the launch of Cheesy Bacon Fries, intended to encourage customers to order fries as a snack and not just as a side. McDonald's is also adding the Big Mac Bacon and Quarter Pounder Bacon, which will add bacon to its classic burgers.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steve.